One day we were coming up the little old field road from the school, brother and myself, and my younger brother and myself got in a scrap and right side of one of Papa's fields. We didn't know he was anywhere around, but first thing you know, we heard our name called and looked up, and he was over there in the field and told us to come down. We didn't run, we didn't dodge it. But he wakes us both out. And if we got a whip in the school,
come home, you got one.
Come home, we got one. But nowadays, the parents want to go back and whip the school teachers and one thing or another. That's bad.
It's a business, isn't it?
And they expect, a big portion of the parents expect teachers to correct the kids, but they don't want to correct them at home. I know that to be a fact. I see it. But yet, if you punish one of them, well, you've done wrong. Damned as you do, if damned as you don't.
Now, when you were young, can you tell me about some of the games y'all would fool around with? Y'all would play?
Well, we'd play marbles, what we call nooks. That was a great game with us.
Yeah.
We'd play during the noon hour. And after we eat our dinner right quick, we'd go out, what we call nooks. I don't know whether you know anything about it. We'd bore three holes in the ground about that far apart.
Uh-huh.
And we'd roll in those holes back so many times. I don't forgot been so long now. And we'd win. If it's three or four of us playing, well, the last fellow to fill up, well, he'd have to put his ducks down with a marble there and they'd shoot at that marble. So many times each fellow. But then sometimes the boys would get rough, you know, and chunk the marbles, you know, and one thing or another. Just like they do nowadays. Just
try and break them.
Well, they just get rough and rough and rougher, you know. Don't play fair. There's so many of our games today. You take the football players and all such as that. There ain't many of them ever try to play fair. If they can knock the other fella out, well, that's their game, you know.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Well, I like your ideas about sports. Them's good ideas to have. Because I think a person should play sports for that reason.
Well, that's just right. That's absolutely right. But if human side of it, of course, I know. I'm not perfect. If I thought I had to be perfect, I know it wouldn't. To get to heaven, I wouldn't get there. I know I wouldn't. But then I just can't go there on my own. But then I can be striving, trying to. My children, when they were trying to do something, well, and they couldn't do it, well, I didn't get mad at them about it. But then they were trying. And if we're children of God, God made man in his own image. What does that mean?
In other words, we can understand God.
Well,
because he made in his own.
Maybe you can't. I don't know whether you got a family of your own or not. But then I can understand it because I love my children. And,
well, I can understand God because I love my parents.
Well, that's right. But then you take my children. I got three girls. I'm proud of all three of them, I think. I tried to raise them up in a Christian home. But no matter what they went out into this world, we say, oh, it's disgraced your that so-and-so's family, you know. But that child was still my child. You still your daddy's and mother's child, regardless of what you do. Yep. And they still love you. Of course, you take somebody that's really adopted into your home, it wouldn't be like your children, your own child. But then you take Christ told Nicodemus. Nicodemus come to him and ask him, what must he do to be saved? Christ told him, says, you must be born again, made over new. In other words, turn about faith, as Paul was when he was on the road to Damascus. When he was struck down, most anybody knows that little story, you know.
Yes, I know that. And mm-hmm. He was persecuting the Christians.
Yeah, he was persecuting. He thought he was doing the right thing. Paul was sincere in what he was doing. Ain't no doubt in my mind.